And good evening, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM. And this is also broadcast on Voice of Bon Bay, 95.1 in Norris Point. And it's the usual mix of 16 tracks, 90 minutes, in around that, of music from Canada and beyond. And starting off with a band called Epic. I'll tell you a bit more about them and about their a strange name. I think we'll just have a bunch of different tracks here. We'll continue on after that with something from Scandinavia. But enjoy this set of tunes here, French-Canadian tunes from Epic.
Thank you.
Yes, the accordion comes in all manner of exciting modes, and we heard two different kinds of accordion playing there, among other things. We ended off, that last track was Maria Kalaniemi, who's an accordion maestro or maestra from Finland, and she's known to lovers through the instrument. If you want to go to YouTube or one of those other sites, just look for the documentary called Accordion Tribe, accordion with an E-O-N at the end. And she's featured in that. She was there, did a CD with Iri Grunstom, and he is a member of a group from Finland as well called Svang, and he plays the harmonium, which is a close relative of the accordion and harmonicas. And generally, it's fairly tranquil music, sort of soundscape-like quality, meditative, but a bit of a tango element as well. So that's from a recent release from Maria and Iro, and the release is called Svalan. And before that, we started off with Epic, which the long name of the band is, and it's a very cumbersome name. Sometimes bands are really good at playing music, but not so great at creating names. I've been in bands like that as well. But it stands for Ex Pirata International Company, and there's a long story about why they'd be called that, but I don't have time to tell that. And I forgot it immediately after I asked them and they told me. But they came about in around 2007 or in around there, and they two of them, Carol and Liz, were university students in Brandon, Manitoba, University of Brandon, and they had a school choir who came from France, and one of the gentlemen in the choir was Lucas, and Lucas is an amazing accordion player, and so they just started playing together and it really hit it off. And so the next summer they did a tour of France in the summer of 2008. These are people who are very well trained, and so they don't need a lot of practice, so they just sort of get together a couple days before. Summer of 2010 they did a Pacific Northwest tour, and so on and so forth. This last summer of 2017, which was one of the other summers that they have toured, they were actually in Newfoundland and Labrador, and some of you might have seen them either at Norris Point or in Corner Brook, because they played both of those places with an embarrassingly few people who were in the audience, at least the Corner Brook one, I must say. Folks, I don't know what you were doing that night, but you were just in the wrong place, the wrong time. We also felt so guilty. I bought like all the CDs they had. Well, not quite all, but a fine band. And I've played some of Lucas's accordion music elsewhere. So you are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're going to head off next to, this is a fairly recent release, came out just late summer, and I don't know if you ever heard of Dan Zanes, but he was drawn to the music of Leadbelly, Huey Leadbetter, when he was just a kid, like 7 or 8 years old. He liked the magic, the imagination, the mystery, and so on. And so it completely, he says, changed his view of the world and his place in the world. And so Zanes has been doing what I guess we'd call family music, used to be called kids' music, that genre, basically since about 2000, maybe a little bit before. He was a great acoustic musician, played in a lot of other bands, played with a number of, I suppose, you know, backups. He won a couple of Grammy Awards, and he's been playing mostly what he calls family music. And so he just released this CD, all of Leadbelly's music. And he has a lot of friends on it, so we'll hear a track from that. And this track happens to have Billy Bragg on it with him. And after that, we'll hear from a band called Fat Boy, not to be confused with the sort of rock punk band out of Columbus, Ohio called Fat Boy, which is a whole different band. But this is a band that is a cross between folks from England and folks from Scandinavia. I can tell you more about that in a minute. But I think we'll start off with Dan Zanes and his take on Huey Leadbetter.
Rock Island Line. mighty good road.
Where the rock out of line
is a road to ride.
Oh, the rock out of line
is a mighty good road.
And if you want to ride it, you gotta ride it like you fly. Get your ticket at the station on the rock out of line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z.
Cat's in the cupboard, but he can't see.
Your guy mine's a man for me. He was born and raised in Tennessee. With me old guy, railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jiggy with me old guy. All she wants, the old guy man. Hand me down me riding cane, I'm off to see me darling Jane. With me old guy, railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jiggy with me old guy. All she wants, the old guy man. Sally's in the garden picking peas, the hair on her head hanging down to her knees. With me old guy, railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. Who's been here since I've been gone? A big buck navvy with his big boots on. With me old guy, railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. Sally's in the kitchen punching duffs, the cheeks of her ass going chuff, chuff, chuff. With me old guy, a railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. The old guy man's a man for me, cause he's so blind he cannot see. With me old guy, a railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. In San Francisco, there she'll wait for the old guy man to come through her gate. With me old guy, a railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. A hog-eye ship and a hog-eye crew and a hog-eye me and a hog-eye you. With me old guy, a railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man. The old guy man's a man for me, he was born and raised in Tennessee. With me old guy, a railroad navvy with his old guy, steady on the jigger with me old guy. Oh, she wants the old guy man.
And that's a band called Fat Dog, which was born one evening in the summer of 2011. There's a jazz trio, Fetting Folket, and a folk trio, Doggerland. They were playing at the same festival, and they decided to end the evening by performing together, and they've, ever since then, occasionally, when they had the chance, have played together as Fat Dog. So it just comes from their names. They're three established folk musicians, do a lot of Scandinavian music, and three accomplished jazz musicians. But on this CD, the CD is called Newfound Land, which has nothing to do really with Newfoundland, except they're talking about the newfound land they've created with their collaborations in music. They do a couple of pieces with singing, sort of to give the lie to the common misperception that jazz musicians can't sing. So that's one where all six musicians are singing. That was called Hog Eye. And before that, in that set, we heard from Dan Zanes from his great family album, what we used to call Kids Music, called Dead Belly Baby. And that was with Billy Bragg, something called The Rock Island Line. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond here on CKVB, which is Bay Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, and on Voice of Bombay, VOBB, at 95.1 in Norris Point. Yes, on next to a band that won just this couple weeks ago or whatever, week and a half, whatever it was, in the middle of November, there was the Canadian Folk Music Awards, and some show I'll probably just do all the award winners. But I've been playing a lot of the award winners, much to our surprise and your surprise maybe, but we try to sort of keep you up to date on what's going on in Canadian folk music. And whatever passes as folk these days, because it's a whole different thing than, you know, the 60s. But there was a band called Beyond the Pale. They're from Toronto. They've been around about 20 years or so. They do this sort of boundary-busting Euro-folk fusion kind of thing. And they have a CD that came out this past year called Ruckus. And it was nominated for one of the categories, the Canadian Folk Music Awards. Well, it didn't win. But nevertheless, it was nominated. It was inspired by klezmer and Balkan styles. They do sort of jazz and classical, bluegrass, newgrass, reggae, and so on. And next year, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're doing an extensive set of tours, so maybe you'll get a chance to hear them then. So we'll hear, though, from their nominated CD called Ruckus. This is the band called Beyond the Pale. Isn't that lovely music there? Something you can enjoy for sure. That is... Whoa, and they're back. they're not about to be, I guess, not listened to there. That was a band called Beyond the Pale, and it's from their latest release called Ruckus, And the name of the track is, I thought, I was afraid you were going to ask, is Ion Dragoi, something like that. It was one of their traditional tracks, Balkan tracks, that they have arranged. If you'd like to get in touch, you would like to know more about the music, I have no idea why, or you're interested in hearing a particular kind of music, or you know, there's somebody you think I should be playing on the radio here on these shows, just the quickest, easiest email is ivan@boir.ca, I-V-A-N at boir, B-O-I-R, Bay of Islands Radio, .ca. That's the country you live in. So that would be very easy. It would get to me eventually, and one of the three email addresses I occasionally read. So next up, we have from England a fellow whose name is Jim Moray, M-O-R-A-Y. He released an album about a little over a dozen years ago, maybe 14, that changed the way that people perceived and played and presented English folk music. Now, that's a very broad statement, and it came from a magazine, so I'm not sure if it's exactly true. But he did the CD called Sweet England, and it arrived at a time when, I suppose in British music, it's argued that people had been playing these folk songs and singing them in the same way they had been since the 1970s to an audiences of insiders and aficionados and so on. So he was a fan of Bowie and Blur and so on, and all of these influences unfurled in his renditions of English folk music. Now, to be fair, I think that's happened many times over the years, and I can't recall, and nor can I count on the fingers of both of my hands, the numbers of times I've heard of young British artists or Celtic artists said, oh, that finally they're turning the tradition where it should be, and that is moving with the times and so on. But anyway, people are paid to write this stuff and claim these things, publicity agents and so on. That aside, he does some really interesting stuff. So just ignore the publicity. And he really doesn't see a lot of boundaries. He said, this is just popular music. I love popular music. I'm playing popular music. So this CD, which came out just in the last year and a half, I guess, something like that, called Upsetera. And it features child ballads. These are the ballads collected many, many centuries ago, and reimagined sort of as torch songs or kind of an English fado, which is the Portuguese kind of blues. Do it with whatever you wish. You know, try to put whatever characterization you want to put on it. But this is a song that comes from that CD, which is all, you know, if you're interested in English traditional stuff and you want to hear it done slightly differently, you can't go far wrong by trying Jim Moray and many, many others who are doing the same thing. This is Fair Margaret and Sweet William, which you might have heard other ways, played other ways. This is the version from Jim Moray.
Sweet William arose on a May morning, and he's dressed himself in blue. We want you to tell the long love that's been between Lady Margaret and you. Well, I know nothing Lady Margaret's love, and I know she don't love me. Before tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Lady Margaret, a bride shall see. Lady Margaret was a-sitting in her own power room, should she see between William and his bride, the lawyers all riding there. And it's down she threw her ivory comb, back she threw her hair. And you can suppose that be very well assured Lady Margaret was hurt no more. And the night dreamed last night. Such dreams cannot be true. I fear they're of no good. I dreamed my chamber was full of wild swine and my bride's bed floating in blood. So he's called down his waiting men by one, by two, by three, saying, go let's leave if my new wooded bride of Lady Margaret I might go and see. He's rode up to Lady Margaret's door and tingled low on the pin. And who is so ready as her own dear brother to rise and let him in? Is Lady Margaret up in her own barrack room, or is she in the hall, or is she up in a high, high chamber amongst the ladies all? Lady Margaret's not in her
And that was a band called the Barr Brothers out of Montreal, Quebec. A couple of brothers, originally I think from Rhode Island, as well as Harpist, who they were living beside, and they heard each other play music, and so they started a band. It's been twice nominated for Juno Awards. They tour a fair bit around Canada and the US and the UK. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, here with Ivan Imke, and I've got another bunch of the show left to go. Next up, we have, some of you might know that I like to play different versions of cover tracks, and this is one by a guy called Albert Pla, who is from Catalonia. Catalonia is a region that is much in the news lately, and if you haven't heard of it, so you've been living in a tree or something like that, or not listening to the news. But the main language in Catalonia is Catalan, not Spanish, although it was really only about 40, 45 years ago or so when you could speak Catalan publicly without getting reproached. So the cultural feelings that are welling over in Catalonia at the moment are quite deep. Anyways, Pla himself was going to become a competitive swimmer. He had a bit of a mishap and he almost drowned, and so he took an entirely different direction. He became a singer and a composer, and he has come from sort of a bit of a flamenco background, has a sort of a smoky voice, and people thought, well, you sound a bit like Lou Reed. So he thought, what the heck? And he made a version of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, and he uses a gypsy chorus instead of the soul singers and sort of flamenco guitar, but it's a different version of Walk on the Wild Side. So here is sort of the interior of New York City along with Catalonia.
De pelo en pecho, pero estaba algo cansado, estaba harto de su sexo, así que se afeitó y se depiló, y ahora Manolo es toda una mujer desde que va por el lado de la vida más salvaje, sí, Manoli, por el lado más salvaje de la vida. Pija, libertina y sin manías. Sus amantes mantenían su pisito de estudiante, pero eso sí, era muy decente. Sus clientes eran ricos, finos y elegantes, y así sobrevive por el lado más salvaje de la vida. Sí, Natalia, por el lado más bestia de la vida. Marcha lleva, venga, 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 bailando por el lado más bestia, sí, Laurelio, por la pista más bestia de la vida. María iba mil por hora, iba muy deprisa, cuando más ciega se ponía, más a gusto se sentía. Acabó con ella una taquicardia y su mejor amiga ya me lo decía. Es que María iba por el lado más bestia de la vida. Sí, sus amigas le decían: vas por el lado más bestia de la vida. Y
well, that's a lovely version, isn't it? Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, done there by Albert Pla from Catalonia. Part of Spain, I guess, at the moment. Anyways, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I have started, last week, started playing a little bit of holiday music. I know it's a little bit early, but, you know, what the heck. These are some tracks that are part of the 5,000 or so that make up my... Christmas collection, just think your average Christmas collection, right? This is from the Jethro Tull Christmas album. This was released in 2003. It was their 21st studio album. Now, that's quite a record. And it was kind of an organic folk rock sound reminiscent of what they were doing in the 1970s in that incarnation. They went through some difficult patches, like most of us, you know. But their Christmas album is a mix of new material. There were some re-recordings of some of Tull's suitably themed material, and some arrangements of Christmas traditional music. And so from that CD, which is one of my favorite Christmas CDs, here's Jethro Tull.
Through long December nights, we talk in words of rain or snow, while you, through chattering teeth, reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Children's love around the fire, no family left to know. So lend a warm and a helping hand, say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Clings, your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting, let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. December nights, we talk in words of rain or snow, while you, through chattering
spare a thought this day for those who have no flame to warm the apples at Christmas time. Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
And that's a British band called Edward II. So they've been called a number of names. They're originally the Edward II and the Red Hot Polkas. And then I think they became known as E2. And then E2K, and around the Y2K phenomenon. And anyway, they've reformed various times. They came back together again. They started in 1980. And they kind of connected British traditional music along with reggae. And obviously, as you can tell. And so in 2015, they come from Manchester in the UK. And there are a number of manuscripts that were, I guess, discovered or whatever in the libraries there. And they did a recorded a CD and a book and so on. And it was all broadsides from Manchester from the olden days. It was called Manchester's Improving Daily. And it was a project, an exciting project to talk about the wonderful things that were happening in that city and getting better and better every day. And that was something called Dirty Old Town and their version of it. It's time to have a kind of a, I guess, a spotlight on a new release. And this is a band, Romani, a Balkan brass band from the northeastern area of Romani. Zeci Prajina, I think, is something close to maybe what the name of the town is. And the band is called Fanfare Ciocarlia, or Ciocarlia. And it's made up of all Roma musicians. And they're recognized as one of the contemporary, European contemporary Roman Roma bands that are among the top, but they none of them were traditional, you know, bands, you know, traditional musicians who thought that they'd make a living actually playing music. They played at weddings and stuff like that and so on. They never use sheet music, and they do a lot of 20-hour weddings, that kind of thing that still takes place, and they range from between 9 and 12 people depending on, you know, the band. And they started in 1996. And they've played thousands of concerts in over 70 countries. And they are also glad that they get to make a living playing brass instruments. And originally they played, brass instruments because they were all farmers and tradespeople. And their fingers were too rough to play string instruments, like violins and so on, in that area. So they passed it on to their children. And they're just a really joyous, lovely kind of sound if you like brass, or even if you don't like brass. And this is from a CD called Onwards to Mars, which is a really kind of odd-looking title. But we'll hear a couple of tracks from them. First of all, something called Crayfish Hora, and then Fiesta de Negritos. And so this is a band called Fanfare Ciocarlia.
Hai băie, ți-o pic mai mișcat, dacă se poate. Așa. Bine, bine. Mai vesel, mai vesel un pic.
Thank you.
And we've been listening to a brass band from the Balkans, Fanfare Ciocărlia, and from their CD called Onwards to Mars. Some wonderful stuff there. If you like brass, or even if you don't, you can't stop dancing. We have a few, we're going to put a run a few together here, a couple of Canadian tracks. This is, first of all, somebody, David Francie, who was a carpenter, Scottish-born. He was carpenter for many years. And he, his wife, who was an artist, at one point sort of convinced him he should sing out somewhere. And the public reaction was amazing. He was in his 40s when this happened. Like, it was sort of later. He didn't expect this would happen. Kind of like the band we just played earlier, who were farmers and so on until they figured out that people wanted to hear their music. So he made an album about 1999, Torn Screen Door, and it was a big hit. And since then, he's released 11 albums since then. So he's been very active, like won 3 Juno Awards, and he's very connected to Canada, writes a lot about Canada, writes of his own stuff. This is something called Paperboy, which he, it was the first job in Canada, was as a paperboy, and he was in Cornerbrook some years back, and he sang the song of every gig that I saw him at. He was at a number of places. He was at the university for a while and so on, and since it's his paper town, at one time, and still is to some extent, he thought it'd be, you know, it's sort of connected. So we'll hear paper town. We'll also hear something from Yves Lambert. Yves Lambert was the from his trio. He was founding member of La Bottine Souriante, which is arguably one of the finest bands ever come out of Canada. And he figures among one of the most influential players of Quebec trad. And I'm not just reading some publicist here. This is actually things that I believe. And so he has a trio that he's touring with now. So hear from him. And then I might even slip in something from Ollie King, who's a melodeon player from the UK. Kind of unusual, different hornpipe, hymn-like music. But we'll start off with from his album called Far End of Summer. This is David Francie and Paperboy.
Down to the agent's shop I'd go and shoulder my bag down the urban road. Past the council houses a row on row. When I was a paper boy, with the Daily Record and the People's Friend, I'd go down to the sunny side again. Under the bridge where the railway bends, when I was a paper boy. And my feet flew in the morning light, racing the dawn as the sky grew bright. And everything in the world was right when I was a paper boy. I'd walk the morning in the empty streets with a ring to the sound of my own 2 feet. And I'd walk in step to my own heartbeat when I was a paper boy. As the rain rolled down the back of my neck, I delivered the news of death and sex. Rhodesia, Speck and Malcolm X. When I was a paper boy. Crow in a treetop way up high, hung as a warning left to die. And the moaning wind in the morning sky. When I was a paper boy.
Well, that's just dandy. Lovely music there. That's from Ollie King. Ollie King's a young melodeon player from the UK. He's just released a CD called Diffractions. And that's a piece off that. It's actually two hornpipes, but they're two classical pieces as well. So the one is, I know you're all well schooled in classical music, so you know the one is from Purcell, Henry Purcell or whatever. And the second one is from Handel, from Water Music. Or maybe it's the other way around. Anyway, he realized that there's a connection. And way back, you know, hundreds of years ago, people were listening to classical music, but then they were also listening, you know, they're playing the Playford and some of these other people who did the dancing master music. They were listening to some of that, and they were composing and transposing and borrowing from each other. And clearly, a lot of the classical musicians did borrow from each other. And I, you know, sometimes they say, "Oh, here's a gypsy dance. It just came to me." Well, they were in a forest. They heard a band, and they ripped it off. Anyway, we, you know, it's 300 years ago, so we don't really care about it. We sort of, the emotion's gone. But the connection between traditional music and some of the tunes and some of the classical music has kind of been lost. And that's one of the nice things about this CD from Ollie King, Diffractions, is that he's recovering that. He's talking about it. He's playing it. And they're just jaunty, lovely tunes. Before that, we heard from the Yves Lambert Trio, and that's something called Rag Reel, sort of a new composition that they're doing from their CD called Les Écureurs des Chiens. And we started off with David Francie, and from Far End of Summer, his song called Paperboy. You're listening to, have been listening to, and will for a few minutes yet, Roots, Branches, and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. I'm with you Thursday nights on Bay of Islands Radio here, 100.1 CKVB in Cornerbrook. I'm also broadcast on The Voice of Bon Bay, although I can't quite recall when during the week it's on. But also a Voice of Bon Bay, which is 95.1 in Norris Point, and usually there's a transmitter in Rocky Harbor, and probably is by now. Who knows? Again, if you're interested in getting in touch, email me at ivan@boir.ca. One more track. This is from a new release, just came out. Two bands got together. One's called Cuadro Nuevo, and maybe you've heard of them. I'm not sure, but Cuadro Nuevo are from Germany, largely acoustic jazz quartet. They do a lot of tangos, harp, and accordion, and so on. And the other band is called Cairo Steps, and they're from Egypt. And it is German and Egyptian musicians, and they play jazz and Middle Eastern grooves. And together, there's 18 instrumentalists. They got together and started jamming, and it seems to be sort of the trend of this show, I suppose. We've had a number of cases of that. And they did a CD then, which just came out, and it's called Cairo Steps. Called Flying Carpet. So it's Cairo Steps and Cuadro Nuevo. And so we'll play a track on that, and that'll be what will take us out to whatever comes after that. And so it's jazz and traditional. This is basically a soundtrack. If you just imagine an old black and white romantic contemporary movie set, you know, somewhere in the Middle East, you know, maybe in a hotel room, a nightclub, a Sufi shrine, a, you know, Arabic garden, city vistas and streets. But this is new music from Cuadro Nuevo and Cairo Steps. Enjoy your week. Take care. See you next time.